So the trucking boycott is still going on. It's gaining a lot of steam, and unlike what a lot of people are saying, how it's fizzling out, in fact, more truckers are kind of boycotting this. And it's not just truckers, but businesses and brokers and people who facilitate a lot of the transportation are also boycotting it. Truckers right now are having a lot more power than before. We have a massive trucking shortage in the US. If you guys don't know, we have about 80,000 drivers short, and by the end of the decade, around 200,000. And yes, there is the stuff about driverless semi-trucks like from Tesla, but that still requires at least one person in the truck to monitor it. And also, people are not going to be taking these guys' jobs, all right? There's a freaking huge shortage. It is a very demanding job. You're away from your home and family. It's a job not everyone can stomach, and they do deserve the higher pay. So if you check out what this person is saying on X, this is a truck driver, and he's just telling the trucker boycott as is. No sugarcoating, no cheese on top. He's essentially saying that, yes, there is a trucker boycott, but are every single trucker boycotting New York City? Absolutely not. In fact, there's still many truckers that want to make that juicy New York City money. They still go to New York. Nothing wrong with that. They're just trying to make some money. But here's the thing. Many people now go to New York City, they get a higher paycheck. Like, for example, a previous trucker I showed on this channel, he says that he was offered $2,000 to $3,000 per load for New York City because a lot of truckers are boycotting it. Now, how many truckers right now are boycotting New York City? Well, he's saying that out of almost 400 truckers, around maybe 20 to 22% are boycotting New York City. When they boycotted Colorado, it was about 12%, and that actually made Colorado get on its knees. So it's double the amount, and people are really furious about the whole entire Donald Trump trial, so many truckers are just pretty much protesting by boycotting New York City. And it's frankly working, in my opinion, because some goods in New York have already went up due to the trucking industry. Now, you also got the man who started it all, says that many truckers that he's met throughout his journey and his trucking industry right now says that they're basically boycotting New York City. And it does match up pretty well to what this guy is saying. Many truckers are very consistent when it comes to numbers. They all say the same thing. Loads are getting more expensive. Truckers are still going to New York, but it's a lot more pricier than before. And many of the price is being thrown onto the customers themselves. Now, it's not just going to be the truckers like these guys boycotting it, but you're also going to be having whole brokers and also different businesses in the trucking industry boycotting New York City as well. New York is no longer the city as it was before. It's getting worse and worse. It's deteriorating. We're seeing the migrant crisis making New York take a humongous toll on its economy. And it's really crazy to see New York being one of the wealthiest cities in the world, whose GDP is higher than some countries in the world, is now buckling under the weight of the migrant crisis, which they brought on to themselves. Nobody forced New York City to become a massive sanctuary city. They brought it onto themselves, and now even hardcore Democrats in New York City are very sick of the current government and the current mayor. Now, one of the biggest things about New York City is it's built by migrants. Everyone is okay with the migrants, but when you take in almost 100,000 and many of the public services are damaged or cut, people get kind of mad. Then you got the whole Donald Trump fraud case, which if you really look into it, it feels like Donald Trump was innocent, which is causing this whole entire trucker boycott. Many people are boycotting New York City because it's very difficult to get in and out of the city anyway. People are boycotting it because New York is handling the migrant crisis terribly, and most of them are doing it because of the Trump trial. But whatever it is, this whole trucker boycott situation is still going very strong.